Faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good Friday to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning into the Refresh radio program here on March the 1st. Can you believe it? We're already into the month of March, but ready or not, here it comes. And the weekend is upon us here, just a few short hours from now. And I pray that it is going to be a great one as God leads us and guides us the way that he always wants to do. He wanted to be a core part of Israel's life. He wants to be a core, central part of our lives as well. So thank you for tuning in to WMIE today, 91.5 FM, available 8:30 of the morning, 5 o'clock of an evening, WWBC 1510 AM at 10:30 of the morning. And if you happen to miss those, you can always go to WMIEFM.com, scroll down to the bottom of the page, find the Listen on Demand feature, and you can find that on their website, and go to the date that you want to listen to. It'll give you a little mini menu of about four or five or six programs that are available to listen from that day. Refresh with Bob Arthurs is one of those, and you can click on that, and away you go. You can download it onto your computer, do whatever you would like. It's absolutely free. So want to say thank you today to the folks at Wyrick Air Heat and Electric, 321-632-9538, 321-632-9538. And if you need any AC work done, you can give them a call. They know how to work on every type of system that is out there. If you have electrical issues, you can call them, and they can get you up and running. They took care of a panel replacement issue in my house some time ago, and I'm extremely grateful for the type of work that they do. It was two of them came out, tackled the job, and we have a modern panel once again. So that is a good thing. By the way, if you do have an older home, mine was built in 1961. If you have an older home, you need to double check on that panel, especially if you plan on selling the house anytime in the near future or possibly changing insurance companies. They'll probably come out and do an inspection. And if you have, I think mine was a Federal Pacific breaker box, and it worked fine, but there are some design faults with that older antiquated system, and you can't change insurance companies like that. So they're going to make you replace it. If you're going to sell the house, you probably got to replace that panel as well, to eliminate any of those design flaws in the older systems. Wyrick Air Heat and Electric can help you out with that. Give them a call, 321-632-9538. They can come out, give you an estimate, and get you fixed up and running. And you'll be glad that you dealt with Christian professionals. Sometimes you can deal with Christians, and they may not behave professionally. Sometimes you can deal with a professional, and they don't treat you like Christians. Wyrick Air, Dennis and Carla, the owners of the company, they like to deal in both of those manners, professionally and with a Christian work ethic as well. So give them a call, 321-632-9538. Yesterday, I had told you about an event that is coming up at Merritt Assembly of God tomorrow. It is part of the Penn, Florida Assembly of God Women's Department, and it is their outreach to younger women who want to grow in leadership and develop, beyond just a person that's 18 years old. They want to develop into all that God wants them to be. The meeting tomorrow is called Emerge Brevard. Emerge Brevard. It will be at 2 p.m. at Merritt Assembly of God, 165 North Grove Street, 165 North Grove Street. The date's March the 2nd, and it is a gathering for ladies 18 to 30 to get to know one another and become all that God wants you to be. So 18 to 30-year-old women, if you'd like to come to Merritt Assembly of God tomorrow at 2 p.m., it's the initial gathering, And I'm sure more details will come at that meeting tomorrow as to the things that they have planned. So we are pleased to be a blessing and host this event. So tomorrow, 2 o'clock, that's a Saturday, and you can come out and be blessed by the wonderful leadership that is involved in that. I want to take you today to the 78th Psalm, Psalm 78. And we're going to be looking at several different passages. We're talking about God's leadership and how he leads in his way, and as well as how he deals with leadership through human authority as well. In verse number 14, Psalm 78, verse number, well, let's begin reading in verse number 12. Marvelous things he did in the sight of their fathers in the land of Egypt, in the field of Zoan. He divided the sea and caused them to pass through. He made the waters stand up like a heap. In the daytime also he led them with the cloud, and all the night with a light of fire. He split the rocks in the wilderness and gave them drink in abundance like the depths. He also brought streams out of the rock and caused waters to run down like rivers. What I want you to understand here is that God also, besides leading like a father and leading like a shepherd, and we'll talk a little bit more about that here towards the end of this psalm, and like we talked about the past couple of days, he leads like an eagle, raising eaglets to soar. Here it is evident that God not only leads through natural means, but he also leads through supernatural means, through miraculous activity, signs, wonders, causing geological transformation to take place, things that would take humans a long, long time to be able to accomplish. God does it in just a split second. Never fail to appreciate the fact that you serve a supernatural God. Supernatural means that he is above what nature can accomplish. You know, and he's established the laws of nature, but he is supernatural. He's above those laws. And so at any given point in time, he can suspend the law of gravity like he did for Jesus when he ascended up into the heavens. At any given point in time, he can reverse the flow of rivers. At any given point in time, he can prolong the length of a day. Whatever is necessary for God's people to do, if it's for Hezekiah, he caused the sun to actually go backwards instead of going forwards. And I just want you to know that God hasn't retired from the supernatural activities that he's done in the past. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. In this particular passage, verse 12 through 16, in verse number 13, he says, he divided the sea and caused them to pass through it. He made the waters to stand up like a heap. But in the daytime, he led with a cloud, and at the night with a light of fire. He split rocks and gave and caused water to come out of the rocks in abundance. God does supernatural things. And the thing about the children of Israel in their wilderness wanderings was they were never without the leadership of God. If the cloud did not move, they camped. If the cloud began to move, they began to pack up and to move forward. So the cloud was there not only to provide them a little bit of relief from the overbearing heat of the sun. It wasn't just to provide them a light at night and to provide them thermal warmth when the temperatures in the desert would plummet in the nighttime. He provided that so that they would know that he was constantly leading them, that he was not forsaking them, he was not leaving them. And even though they wandered around the wilderness for 40 years, God continued to lead them all of that time. And it wasn't because God intended for them to walk around that 40 years. It was because they rejected his leadership into the promised land. They knew that God brought them out, but they were not a generation that was ready to grab hold of the promise that God could lead them in. And for Merritt Assembly of God, I want to speak. I want to thank God for the conditions that he has brought us out of, but I'm also looking for God to lead us in to the promises of God, the blessings of God, the favor of God in an unprecedented manner, in a supernatural manner. We're believing for God to do great things. We're believing God that there are going to be souls that are saved. I post miraculous testimonies on Facebook whenever I run across them. One that posted here a couple of weeks ago was of a lady in Oklahoma, the women's ministries director of an Assembly of God church, and she was supernaturally healed of stage 4 breast cancer. And some people say, well, I don't believe that God still does that. She does, and her doctor does. Her doctor could not explain it. You see, there was a test that showed that her body was ravaged with cancer and it was spreading. And then there was a test that showed that there was no cancer whatsoever. God does miraculous things. It's not just cancer, but a testimony I ran across recently was that a person was healed of a heart condition for which there was no cure. They were on a transplant list, and God just gave them a tremendous amount of faith and said, I'm getting ready to do something a lot different than what the doctors have planned. And God created a new heart in this man to where he no longer needed a heart transplant. And I thank God for stories like that, because God still leads and directs. I've told you here a number of times that much of my life has, adult life and ministry life has been without me opening the door. It's been God opening the door. I would knock on door after door after door after door, and it wouldn't open. There's a thing out there that says, if God's not in it, you're not going to be able to open that door. But if God is in it, you're not going to be able to keep it shut. I had a boss when I came to Brevard County, and he eventually took another job with a different retailer, and he said, you do know that you weren't their first choice to manage this store, weren't you? And I said, I don't care. He said, you weren't the second choice. I said, I don't care. And he went on, and he said, I don't even think you were in the top 40. And I said, you see, I don't care about that. I don't care where men think of me in the pecking order of abilities, if you will. I just know that God was in it. My wife was fasting and praying, and I didn't even know she was fasting and praying. And God was on the move. He moved supernaturally. And he can change things in an instant. So be thankful for the supernatural provision of God. He can cause you to be able to go through a very dry season and not ever experience a parched feeling, or because you have insufficient resource to satisfy your thirst. God can supernaturally satisfy the needs that you and I have in our body. If we drop down to verse number 24 and look through from 24 to 29, we'll see this. He rained down manna on them to eat, and given them of the bread of heaven. Men ate angels' food. He sent them food to the full. He caused an east wind to blow in the heavens, and by his power he brought in the south wind. He also rained meat on them like the dust, feathered fowl like the sand of the seas, and he let them fall in the midst of the camp all around their dwelling. So they ate and were filled, for he gave them their own desire. All of those things were provided supernaturally. I don't know about you, but the closest I've ever coming to eat anything that's called angel food would be angel food cake. There's a funny story. Some relatives of mine were on a diet one time, and that somehow they had been told that angel food cake was diet. It was a great way to lose weight. And so They had another relative of mine, and they made them an angel food cake, I think, like every day. And if you've never had angel food cake, I'm going to tell you, it's really good. But it's nothing at all like the manna that was provided supernaturally for the children of Israel. Do you realize that he caused their sandals not to wear out? He caused their clothing not to wear out. He provided food for them 6 days a week. When they cried out for meat, he provided that as well. But you know, the children of Israel demonstrate a saying that we have around our household, and that is, you don't always want what you think you want. They cried out for meat, and they complained about God's provision. And when God provided it, it tasted good in their mouth, but it had a detrimental effect on lots of them as they partook of that. It was because of their murmuring and complaining spirit. God's supernatural provision will be rejected by a complaining and murmuring spirit. Even if you partake of it, it's not going to satisfy. But when we are a thankful people, God pours out a blessing and he adds no sorrow to it. That's a great and wonderful thing. So God leads us with his supernatural presence and his supernatural provision. In verse number 52, it says, "But he made his own people go forth like sheep and guided them in the wilderness like a flock. He led them on safely so that they did not fear. The sea overwhelmed their enemy." So when God leads, you can rest assured that he is going to lead in safety. You know, there's a meme that shows up from time to time about why men die young, and the things that they do, the contraptions that they devise to try and accomplish something, and it puts them at tremendous, tremendous risk. And a lot of that is because they think that accomplishing something is more important than safety. When God leads us, you can rest assured that he is not only going to take the shepherd's responsibility of leading, but he is also going to have the responsibility of protecting. And he will lead you through miraculous waters. It said that he led them without fear. Another translation says that he led them to where they had confident trust in his leadership. I think that that is a tremendous aspect of leadership. When he's in charge, we get to go along for the ride. We don't have to wonder whether or not something bad is going to happen to us, because he's in control. The disciples were commanded by Jesus the sea. And in the midst of the sea, in the midst of the journey, a serious storm came up, and these professional fishermen all knew that they were in real, real trouble. This was a life-threatening issue, and they said, "Don't you care that we perish?" And Jesus arose, rebuked the storm, and said, "Peace, be still." And then he began to deal with the disciples. He doesn't lead us so that we are destroyed by his leadership. He leads us to even greater revelation of who he is. The disciples were literally amazed. They said, "Who is this that even the winds and the waves obey him?" There's a worship song out there, and whenever I hear it, it builds faith in my life. It says, "The winds and the waves still know his name." Whatever storm you're facing today, God wants you to be able to have confident trust in his leadership and in his ability. That same path that God led the children of Israel on destroyed their enemies. in verse number 53, but the sea overwhelmed their enemies. The enemies of God's people tried to follow the same path, but they did not have the same relationship with God, and they did not have the same result. Today, if you are being overwhelmed by the problems of life, can I just ask you to see where you are in relationship to God leading? I know that we love to be in control. The guy that's speaking into this microphone right now, it is a work in progress of not always having to be in control. In fact, there was a time when I was in retail management. I was pastoring the church as well, and I was like, God, I wouldn't mind having a job where I don't have to make a lot of difficult decisions in everything that I do. You know, I'd just like to be able to do something every once in a while and not have to make that decision. And, you know, I'm not complaining about the positions that God has given me. I've been blessed because of those. But, you know, it's nice to know that God has everything under his control. So Psalm 78 has one more passage that deals with his leadership, and that gets down into verse number 70. It says, he also chose David, his servant, and took him from the sheepfolds, from following the ewes that had brought him to shepherd Jacob, his people, and Israel, his inheritance. So he, David, shepherded them according to the integrity of his heart and guided them by the skillfulness of his hands. David here is an example of how God leads us and also an example of how we should lead. Okay? It says here that David specifically led with the integrity of heart. Another definition of integrity is integrity of heart is a whole and undivided heart. Many people are frustrated because they are pulled in so many different directions. They are pulled by forces in the world system and pulled by those forces in God's system, and they're torn between the two. And so Joshua would talk to the people, you know, or Elijah would talk to the people, not Joshua. How long will you halter between two opinions? How long are you going to be divided and try and serve God and Baal at the same time? It's not working well for you. And today is the day that you need to make your choice. Joshua told the people, choose whom you're going to serve, whether God or whether the gods of the people that he has displaced. You make the call, but you got to serve somebody, as Bob Dylan said in a song. So we need to be wholehearted. We need to have an undivided heart when it comes to the things of God and how we lead. Men, it would be great if our households were led by us with a whole heart, that we weren't divided in our loyalties, that we were all in when it comes to giving a godly example to our heart. The word integrity there is translated by some other translations as he led them honestly and from a morally upright heart. Okay? We can't give sin a foothold in our life. We can't allow our heart to be contaminated. We need to be people who are genuine, authentic, real, relatable, transparent, humble, apologetic, and repentant. And so God showed that he positioned David with characteristics that Saul did not have. And it also said that David led them with skillfulness of heart. Another translation, the Amplified, says that he led them with discernment and skillfulness, which moved the hands that caused him to move his hands. God has a lot of skill at being God. And you and I, we need to constantly be learning. I know some young people who are very gifted and very hardworking, and they know a few things. But there's something to be said for the wisdom that comes from dealing with things over and over and over again. And David led the nation the same way that he led those sheep. He wasn't afraid to take on a battle, and it required a great deal of skill. Pray for your pastors. You can pray for me. Pray for me that I become more skillful. Pray for us that there is not a disconnect between the theology that we embrace, the message we proclaim, and the life that we live. It needs to be a package of integrity, and we need that soundness. The world mocks us whenever they see the disconnect between what we proclaim and the way that we live. But we need to remember that we have a good shepherd who knows everything that goes on inside of our heart. So as you prepare for this weekend, I want you to believe God that in the days to come, he's going to lead you continually. He's going to lead you with supernatural presence, and he's going to lead you with safety, supernatural provision. He's going to lead you in a manner that you can have confident trust in him, and that he wants to instill in us the same type of leadership that he leads with, and that is that he's all in. God is wholly committed to your salvation, to you being blessed in every area of your life. He's all in. Let's not look to give God the least amount that we can give him. Let's look to give God our very best, and that we too can be all in for him. If you're an 18 to 30 year old woman and you'd like to come hang out with some other 18 to 30 year old women, Merit Assembly of God, tomorrow afternoon, 2 p.m., we'll see you Monday right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed. So I